This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know your reaction to some of the other offensive players' reactions about your coach giving up play calling duties, and what kind of message that sends to the team, and just your overall thoughts on that.
I didn't know he's doing it. Yeah. I had no idea he's doing it. Yeah. I don't really watch the news. That's interesting. Yeah. I got no comment on that. I didn't know. I'll have a better answer for you later. I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, there you go. That's a guy that's caught completely off guard and didn't want to react to it and didn't want to say anything. So
how do you do that?
That's the Chicago Bears.
Everybody knows about you. Wonder why there's problems with that organization. Oh,
yep.
My God. At least the PR guy, before you put him out in front of the media, don't you just kind of review? Here's probably the top five things that are trending right now that you might get a question about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't know. He was the last to know, Bill.
Well, you know what? That's why they're just a step above the Lions. And the Lions should be banned from ever playing again on Thanksgiving until they at least get to 9 wins in the season prior. So that's just my take on it.
A lot of people were saying that after the game yesterday. So we know how much Aaron Rodgers talked about that Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham's a smart guy. My God, he's a pilot. He's a helicopter pilot. I think he's also got a jet pilot's thing with all that charity work he does flying. Transplanting organs around the country in the off season, et cetera. So we asked Davante Adams, "What's the deal with Jimmy Graham?"
Jimmy's one of my best friends at this point. I mean, I haven't known Jimmy for, I mean, it's been a fraction of my life, but he's a guy that once he comes into your life and you truly know him. I like to think of Jimmy as a pit bull. Jimmy's like a pit bull because everybody's got this perception of how the guy is: a little rough, tough exterior. Not the most approachable, maybe, you know, just by not knowing too much about him. But, and I own a pit bull, so just to let you know that, you know, how I feel about them. But once you get to know them, they're one of the most loyal creatures in the world. Will do anything for you. And, you know, they'll be, like I said, they'll be there for you through thick and thin. So that's kind of the way I think of Jimmy. It's somebody who you may not know as much about him. You look how big and tough and rough he is and everything he's done in the league, and it's kind of intimidating on the outside maybe. But once you get to know him and you know that he's one of the most down people that I've ever met. So I love Jimmy. We miss him over here for sure, and we obviously know what he's done over the course of his career. And, you know, he's made a lot of money, made a lot of plays, and gained a lot of respect from a bunch of players too. So. That's how I feel about Jimmy.
Let's do this. We'll step away and take a quick break. A bit of breaking news as of right now. The game between the Steelers and the Ravens has now been pushed back even further. It will be Tuesday. Tuesday, according to Adam Schefter, that the NFL will push that game back. Remember, Lamar Jackson is not going to be participating in that game because of COVID as well, but COVID has hit the Ravens organization, so they're going to push that game back until Tuesday. So you got that contest being pushed back. So you got a Monday night contest and then a Tuesday night contest as well. Let's step away. We got a few more minutes with Mike Clemens when we come back. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Don on tape, I think it's going to be our biggest challenge yet. Khalil Mack is a game wrecker. You better know where he's at on every snap. You got Hicks inside. You got Robert Quinn, Nichols, Urban. I mean, they've got so many players on that defensive line. The linebackers, Trevathan and Roquan Smith, are as good as they get.
Those are the words of Matt LaFleur, head coach of your Green Bay Packers, joining us for a few more minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Our good buddy Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider. And Thanksgiving coming gone. You got that off day a little bit, and you're back at it because you got a quick turnaround. You got a Sunday night contest, Mike, and it's rivalry week. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, it is. And, the Packers, if they win this game, it would be the 100th victory in the series. It's the oldest rivalry between these two teams. It's interesting. Matt Nagy has been talking a lot about, you know, the rivalry, because I think it's important to the McCaskies. And Matt LaFleur hasn't talked about the rivalry at all. I mean, he's just talking to this team about it's another week. This is this week's opponent. No opponent is different than any other opponent. Let's just focus on this week. And I also asked Matt LaFleur yesterday about, and then, you know, that's the way LaFleur plays it with Green Bay. You saw that Lions game. You see the struggles that they've got, the fumbles. They're fumbling the game away. And Matt Patricia's, you know, horrible. I think he's 12-25-1 in Detroit and probably going to get replaced. But I asked Matt LaFleur, growing up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, as a kid, what was it like for him on Thanksgiving Day in football?
Coach, I'm going to guess when you get home tonight, if there's time, you'll play some catch with your kids. When it was Thanksgiving in Mount Pleasant, how much was football part of your Thanksgiving? Was it, you know, Barry Sanders and Rodney Pete on the TV, or, you know, did you get to play quarterback in a touch football game in the neighborhood?
Yeah, so I think a lot of our Thanksgivings, I would say, were spent at my grandparents' house in Kalamazoo. I just remember always being outside playing football and, you know, playing catch, and football was always on in our household every Thanksgiving. And, you know, you mentioned Barry Sanders. That was always a treat for whether you were a Lions fan or not. He was one of those guys that you'll never forget just how he played the game and just the excitement that he brought to the game, you know, every Thanksgiving day. So those are memories I'll always cherish. And just one that when I was thinking about this today, just thinking about being a kid at, you know, a young kid watching football and watching the NFL. And, you know, it really makes you appreciate where you are today. I'm speaking for myself, just being in this position. And it's kind of fun to sit here and reflect on those moments.
For 28 years, the Packers have had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, back-to-back Hall of Famers at quarterback. The Bears have gone through 32 starters in that same period. We asked Aaron Rodgers about that legacy in Green Bay.
It's been fun to carry on the tradition in Green Bay of the great players that played quarterback. Obviously following a legend in Brett, getting to know really well the late Bart Starr. A lot of guys in between that who were really good players. I've gotten to know Magic a little bit over the years. He's always been really supportive. Len Dickey, obviously he had a really nice run there for a while. It's a tough position to draft, to scout, and then you never know exactly what you're going to get from a leadership standpoint. You know, I've always said from the time I was drafted, the things I felt like separated me from other players is the things you can't really measure. You know, it's a competitive drive. It's dealing with adversity. It's presence, moxie, toughness. You don't have analytics for those things. You know, think you got the perfect guy. You just never quite know how that person's going to deal with adversity, how they're going to deal with injuries, how they're going to deal with their teammates, how they're going to deal with off the field adversity, in the locker room adversity, in the meeting room adversity, confidence-wise. There's a lot that goes into playing this position, and you know, I'm fortunate to be a part of a great group playing right now. I think it's a great time for the NFL with a lot of, older guys. Put myself in that, you know, soon to be over 37 category, just played against Phillip. Obviously having a good year, and Ben, you know, they're undefeated, Tom and Drew, and then a great young group of guys, you know, led by the back-to-back MVPs with Lamar and Pat. You know, I think it's a really good time for quarterbacks right now, but at the same time, it's tough to find that guy. When you get him, you got to hold on to him.
Good stuff, Mike. Appreciate it. Time for us to go. Have a go and sleep.
Sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.